This country's chief medical officer, Dr. Simon Kizabich, says health officials are continuing to conduct testing at school hubs and emergency shelters as efforts continue to curb the spread of COVID-19 here.
Right now, we still have school hubs going and we still have some shelters, volcano shelters. I know there were about 3 hurricane shelters, but as far as I know, there's only 1 hurricane shelter still active. The testing in those shelters has decreased quite significantly. We had testing when persons were moving from one shelter to the other. We're still doing some of that for the volcano shelters as those shelters are consolidated. We still have been doing a bit of testing in the schools, but you remember the school testing was supposed to be a one-off unless there was evidence of some sort of a positive case. So the testing in the school hubs has also diminished quite a bit. We have not picked up any new cases within the hubs. We, however, are still picking up cases in children in the general community.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizabich. Regionally, Guyana's COVID-19 fatalities yesterday surpassed the 500 mark after 4 more deaths were reported. The Ministry of Health says the victims were all men, and Guyana's death toll as a result of the virus now stands at 503. The government of the Bahamas is expected to receive more than 57,000 doses of Pfizer through the COVAX facility. It had exclusively received AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine doses through the COVAX facility since the vaccine rollout began earlier this year. The health minister says the country is also expected to receive a balance of 33,000 AstraZeneca doses from COVAX on July the 26th. Internationally, London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, says face coverings must be worn on London's transport network despite COVID-19 restrictions easing on July the 19th. And the World Health Organization chief has called for China to cooperate better in the next phase of investigations into the origin of the coronavirus pandemic, demanding more access to raw data. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.